Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, and we left off touching on the malachas where Chazal were permitted because of the Tzarech HaMoed. And we differentiated between in Tzarech HaMoed, there's two types of Tzarech HaMoed. There's Tzarech HaMoed, which have to do with Ochol Nefesh, and Tzarech HaMoed, which are non-Ochol Nefesh type of situations. So when we say Ochol Nefesh, interestingly enough, Allah expands it beyond food purposes, but anything which would be to anything which would be a direct need of the person's physical needs. So, if a person needs to correct the heating in his home, it's cold out, or a person needs to correct the air conditioning and it's very warm out. Person needs to. So that's the warmth or the cold is something directly relevant to the person's physical body. So even a Maisa Uman is permitted. Similarly, a person's hot water heater is not working and he wants to take a shower and he needs to fix that, and that's going to be a Maisa Uman to fix the hot water heater. So that would be permitted in Chol HaMoed because that's a tzarech of the person's physical needs, and even a Maisa Uman is permitted. A person's car, he needs his car to get from place A to place B, and the car gets a flat tire and he wants to change the flat tire. So that's a tzarech HaMoed, he needs the car to get somewhere, but it's not a direct need of his physical body. So there only a Maisa Hedyot would be permitted, but a Maisa Uman would not be permitted. Changing a tire is considered to be a Maisa Hedyot. It's not something which is very, 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 very difficult to do. So it's considered a Maisa Hedyot, not Bimutr. If you have to do some work under the hood, you get involved in a situation of something which is a Maisa Uman, and a Maisa Uman would not be permitted in a Chol HaMoed. Refuah is considered something which is directly part of the needs of the person's body. So refuah is permitted in a Chol HaMoed, also even a Maisa Uman. So a person has a toothache, he can go to the dentist to take care of his toothache. If a person wants to go for his regular scheduled dental checkup, twice a year dental checkup, or go to the eye doctor for his annual checkup, that would not be permitted because that's not a tzarech HaMoed. There's no need right now which is taking place. It's a convenient time to do it. Well, that's Chazal did not want you to spend your time in Chol HaMoed using it as a convenient time to do things. They want you to focus on the Simcha of the Yom Tov. Yerushalmi says we want you to focus on Limud HaTorah, or Simcha of the Yom Tov, spending time together with the family, which is the source of Simcha, but not using it to go to the doctor. If there's a specific need which a person might have, and it's the only time the doctor is available is now, and he's going away, it might be considered like a Devar Oved, and that you'd have to ask a Halacha Shaila L'Maisa. When we discuss this, the difference between Maisa Uman and Maisa Hedyot, we need to explain what defines something as a Maisa Uman, or what defines something as a Maisa Hedyot. So, there's a Sefer called Chol HaMoed Kehilchosoi. In the Sefer Chol HaMoed Kehilchosoi, when he gives the Hagdara, what defines something as a Maisa Uman, he says there are two elements, or maybe two, possibly three elements, which defines something as a Maisa Uman. One is that it needs what he calls imun yadayim, that a person has to be very focused on what he's doing, that the process is done in a very specific way. So, number one. Number two, if a person needs technical knowledge to do it, even though the process itself is not so complicated, so that would be defined as a Maisa Uman. Then he seems to be, if you have something which you don't need any specific training for learning how to do it, and you don't have to have any specific knowledge, but the process itself is a complicated process, which the person would need to have a lot of focus, that would seem to be also moving into the definition of Maisa Uman. If any one of those is present, it's not considered a ma'ase hedit, it's considered a ma'ase uman, and it's subject to the limitations that we're saying. It's only mutter for a tzarech hamoed, which is directly negated, relevant to the person's body. There's an interesting discussion in the poskim. If you have something which the result is a very professional-looking type of result, but the act itself is not very, very difficult to do. It's very common to do. This question came up with discussion between Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov in regards to using a typewriter. So the result is very nice, clear, crisp, professional result. On the other hand, typewriting is fairly easy. Nowadays we talk about a person printing something on a computer. People are very familiar with how to do it. It's a pretty standard knowledge. On the other hand, the result can be very nice and professional looking. So do we define Maisuman by the action itself, or do we find this by the result? So this is the machlokes. The assumption of most person, I think most person nowadays are inclined to say, if the action itself does not require any specific type of special training, nowadays it's considered very standard, everybody does it, even though the result comes out looking fairly professional. So that would be considered a ma'ase hedit. So those are some examples of the halacha, and we'll talk tomorrow about a very specific area of where something which theoretically should be mutter for the tzrachim of Chol HaMoed, but it's not permitted because of Chazal's concern of not using our time appropriately before Yom Tov and not giving kavod to Yom Tov, properly relying on the fact that we do certain things during Chol HaMoed. Have a good Moed.